Oh, I'll have the chicken vindaloo.
Chicken vindaloo.
And the sag paneer.
Sag paneer.
And the dal.
Dal.
And that puffy bread.
Puri.
Yes.
Appetizer, sir?
No.
Would you like something to drink?
Do you have Indian beer?
Yes, we have very good beer. Pink Pelican.
Pink Pelican?
I'm sure you'll not be disappointing, sir.
Well, I hope not. Pink Pelican. Something about eating alone, especially in New York. Food just never tastes as good. I don't know where that is. Wonder if food critics eat alone. Well, that's an interesting thought.
Pink Pelican.
Oh. Gee, it comes in a large bottle, doesn't it?
It will be most pleasing.
Oh, good. I'm thirsty. Look at that. There's even a pink pelican on the label. It's excellent.
Yes, very good.
Yes, thank you. Pink pelican.
The chicken vindaloo. The sag paneer. The dal and the puri.
Oh, it's great.
Enjoy.
I will, thank you. It's hot.
Excuse me. Mr. Flanders? I'm sorry, am I disturbing you?
No, not at all. This stuff is hot.
May I speak to you?
Sure. Do you want to sit down, Miss...
Thank you.
Should I call the waiter?
No, I've just eaten, thank you.
You don't mind if I continue eating?
No, please. I believe you know my aunt.
Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you. My aunt is someone, I think, is there something wrong? You're looking at me very strangely.
Oh, no, it's just that in that sari, you look so exotic.
Mr. Flanders.
Oh, just Jack, please. I still don't know who you are.
Kamla Shukla.
Kamla. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. I believe you met my aunt some time ago.
Oh, what's her name?
Chatterjee.
Chatterjee. Her first name?
Lalita.
Lalita Chatterjee. That's a name I'd remember. But I'm sorry, I don't recall meeting her.
You gave her your card.
I did?
Yes, I have it right here.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you. Jack Flanders, 300... Well, that's my address, my phone number. It's all correct, except for one thing.
Then what is that?
I've never seen this card before.
I don't understand.
Well, look at it. It's worn. It's yellow with age. It looks like it was printed decades ago.
So then it's not you?
Well, it is me, but... I don't know where this card came from. I never had it printed.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you. Are you familiar with that?
It's something I believe in, yeah.
It is you, isn't it?
Well, it's me. Somehow me. Some me. But this isn't mine. Here.
Would you help her?
Who?
My aunt. It's very important to her.
What's her problem?
Well, she'll have to tell you.
Oh.
She sent me to ask you to come and see her.
Can I finish eating first?
Yeah, if you insist.
Does she live nearby?
I'll take you there.
Fine. Where does she live?
She lives near Mysore.
Mysore? That's not exactly in upstate New York, is it?
No. It's in India.
India?
South India.
Look, I can't just pick up and go to India, can I?
All expenses will be paid.
I've always wanted to go to India.
She really needs your help.
I guess I'd better get the check.
Vera? Vera? Vera, check, baby Jay. Achha, jaldi karo.
It seems the only time I get to London anymore is, well, to change planes. How long is this whole flight?
About 18 hours. We'll fly to Delhi, then Bombay, and then Bangalore.
18 hours?
But that's just to Delhi.
Great.
We'll spend a day in Delhi and another day in Bombay. I have some business to attend to, so you'll be on your own.
Kamala, do you have a photo of your aunt?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I keep wondering where I could have met her.
Oh, that's our flight. Come on, hurry up. Come on.
You know, I had the impression Indian women were sort of meek, you know, followed behind their husbands.
That's a great misconception, Mr. Flanders.
Jack,
Indian men are weak, so we women must be strong, and we are. Hurry up.
Coming. Sure are a lot of people here. So, this is New Delhi. Is there an old Delhi?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I suggest you rest to readjust to the time difference. When it's noon here, it's practically midnight in New York.
Well, that's okay. That's when I get going.
We'll see.
God, it sure is hot here, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get to 110 degrees. And that's just in the shade, Jack.
Whew.
Okay, then, I'll see you this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, jet lag or not, I think I'll try one of those three-wheeled scooter taxis. It's nothing like a little careening through traffic to wake me up.
Taking my special tour of our beautiful city.
I'd rather walk, thank you.
Okay, boss.
Here.
What's up? I have a wife and family.
Here.
Many, many children.
Come on. Here.
9 hungry children, sir.
Look, that's not my fault. Chow. So, this is Old Delhi. Narrow street. It's positively ancient. Except for the TV antennas. Radios, commercials. Garish billboards. There's no escape. Except death, maybe. But then again, I wonder if they have commercials in hell. Tempting you, tormenting you. Never fulfilling your desires. But that's no different than here, is it?
I long for the island of songs across this heaving sea of shouts.
Ah, look at those big birds perched on the wall. Those are called kites, I think. Those birds that float above you in the city. They circle like vultures looking for tourists with jet lag. I better keep moving. It's a school. It's nice. People passing, looking at me, wondering who I am, why I'm here. So do I. Why am I here? And where am I? I think I'm lost.
I carry in my world that flourishes the worlds that have failed.
It's funny. I travel halfway around the world, and here I am in the middle of India, and I'm still me. And I'm still lost. I could have stayed at home and watched a video. There's someone doing his prayers. That line from the Bhagavad Gita. He who abandons all desires and acts free from longing, without any sense of possessiveness or egotism, he attains to peace. Peace. Desires? No peace. Peace? No desires. Doesn't seem fair. Here I am, just sitting on a bench at a bus stop. But I'm not waiting for a bus. I'm just sitting. It's funny. When you think of all the places in the world that won't allow you to just sit still. Restless minds sure run this world.
Every child comes with the message that God is not yet discouraged of man.
The words of Rabindranath Tagore. Well, it's getting dark. It's time to head back to the hotel.
I cast my own shadow upon my path because I have a lamp that has not been lighted.
So true. But tell me, Mr. Tagore, did you ever ask, is this the way back to my hotel? I thought I knew where I was, but I don't. I'm lost.
Silence will carry your voice like the nest that holds the sleeping birds.
It's getting dark. Oh, I can see the lights of the hotel up there. I think I can get there by taking this little street here. Houses, trees. It's very peaceful. Strange, though. It's as though layers are being peeled away. I can see through the walls into the houses. Even the trees are transparent, glowing with a light that is so vibrant, so alive. People are walking toward me. I can hear their footsteps, but they have no bodies. They're just ovals of light floating above the ground. I hope I can remember this. Oh, it's gone. Damn it. It just can't hold it. I should know that by now.
So, Jack, were you sightseeing?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
And where did you go?
Well, I wandered about. I found a charming street not far from the hotel. And you?
Business.
What is your business, Carmen? Personal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tomorrow, Bombay?
Yeah. I've reserved rooms at the Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea you could stay there.
Not the Taj Mahal. The Taj Mahal Hotel. It's in Bombay.
I knew that.
Well, you should know that. It's a beautiful old Victorian hotel built by the English. It has a view of the harbor and the gateway of India.
You know, I noticed there's a lot of English spoken in this country.
That's because English is the official language of India, Jack.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Before the Mughals, India was really many different countries, each with its own language.
Oh, like Hindi, Bengali?
Marathi, Punjabi, Gujarati, Tamil, Malayalam, Urdu.
Urdu?
Urdu is just one of the languages you'll hear in Bombay.
Urdu.
Kashmiri, Kannada.
Canada?
Kannada. Uriya, Sindhi.
Okay, okay.
Assamese.
Okay, fine.
Telugu.
That's enough.
Dogri, Maithili.
I give up. Good grief. So, the English occupied India for what? A couple hundred years?
Yeah, in 1947, when the English left, the only ones who knew how to run the country were the clerks. And English was the one language spoken by all the clerks across the country.
Uh-oh.
So every state has its own language. In the south, for example, in Madras, they speak Tamil. In the northwest, in Calcutta, they speak Bengali. Yeah. In Goa, they speak Konkani.
Okay, so where are we now?
We're in Bombay, speaking English, Jack.
They certainly use their horns a lot in this country, huh?
It's a wonderful Indian law. If you hit someone without blowing your horn first, it's your fault.
Oh. There are no scooter taxis here.
No, traffic's too fast in Bombay.
Yeah, sure puts New York to shame.
But Bombay's real claim to fame is that it's the film capital of India.
Really?
I think India makes more films than any other country. Except maybe one, but no, I can't remember which one.
Are the films any good?
I think they're just awful. You know, they're a combination of, cheesy and repressed. You know, we Indians are very prudish.
Prudish? Well, that's hard to believe. I mean, after seeing photos of those temple carvings where, they're very imaginative.
Well, they were done a very long time ago, Jack.
Well, what caused the change?
I don't know. It may be because we've been a conquered people for so long. First the Mughals in the 14th century, and they were in power for 300 years. Then the English for another 200 years.
Hmm. Oh, hey, look at that. They're playing cricket.
I know. It's a national obsession.
Certainly is a weird game. Ready to receive next delivery from Kapil Dev. Oh, the driver thinks we want to hear it on the radio.
Yeah, for us it's just like listening to the baseball game.
So, how did the English take over India? I mean, did they just invade?
No, it was through the East India Company. Have you ever heard of the Black Hole of Calcutta?
Of course. I stayed in one of their hotels in Manaus. It's a chain, isn't it?
Oh, Jack, would you like to hear the real story?
I've always been fascinated by black holes.
Well, the Nawab, who had just come into power, felt that the English were just intruding into his affairs. So he rounded up some of them and shut them into a small room. Now, unfortunately, in the heat of the Bengali night, 50 of them died. Now, had it been 50 dead Indians, the incident would have been forgotten. But for the British, it meant Indian treachery, it meant Indian cruelty, and it was just what they needed. So they played it up in the British papers and overthrew the Nawab, and the incident was the perfect excuse to take over the country.
Even back then, they knew how to manipulate the media, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
So that room, that's the Black Hole of Calcutta.
So, Jack, what do you think about the Taj Mahal Hotel?
It's magnificent.
Vera, idhar aao.
Yes?
Aapke paas Pink Pelican beer hai?
Pink Pelican? Yes, of course.
Pink Pelican, great.
Two Pink Pelican, please.
Immediately, ma'am.
This is a wonderful lounge. All this wicker. And you can see the harbor, the Indian Ocean, the Gateway of India looming before us. So peaceful. And right around the corner, the beggars are waiting to pounce. You know, I haven't seen any snake charmers yet.
Just wait, Jack. You'll see them. You'll see the lepers, the snake charmers, sadhus on beds of nails. You'll see gurus and yogis. Everything you ever thought was India.
You know, I'm beginning to realize that that is a very small part of this country.
Two Pink Pelicans.
Take care. Well, Jack, bottoms up.
Where'd they learn to brew beer like this?
From the English.
Oh, it's better than English beer. And it's cold. You know, in this light, my God, you're just so gorgeous.
They say the sun has his simple robe of light. The clouds are decked with gorgeousness.
They also say this world is the world of wild storms, kept tame with the music of beauty.
I see then you know our poet, Rabindranath Tagore.
Well, not personally.
I see. Well then, Jack, I'll leave you to yourself to wander Bombay.
Well, any suggestions? Where to wander?
You could take a boat to the Elephanta Caves.
Hmm.
Or you could hire a taxi and go to the Ajanta Cave just outside the city.
Well, do you have anything else besides caves, I mean?
I think you'll find them very interesting.
Yeah, well.
The Ajanta Caves have wonderful paintings with the story of Buddha's life.
The Buddha?
Yeah, Buddha, you know, was born in India.
Well, of course.
He preached his first sermon in Benares.
Buddha's caves. The paintings.
Mm-hmm. So I'll leave you?
Yeah. Have a nice... namaste. Is there something more?
Another saying just came to mind. It may apply to you.
Oh?
My heart has spread its sails to the idle winds for the shadowy island of anywhere. So I'll see you then this evening for dinner.
Oh, of course. With Kamala. Why, the Elephanta Caves, the Ajanta Caves, the Black Hole of Calcutta. A lot of dark holes seem to come up in our conversations.
Many, many caves.
How many?
They say 35 caves.
Uh-huh. Are they all filled with stalactites?
Who they fill?
You know, the... never mind.
The Ajanta Caves are not natural, no?
No?
No, they're carved by hand.
By hand?
Into the rock.
Hand-carved caves?
Some caves very, very big. Many rooms. Some caves very, very small.
This guy sounds like he's doing Peter Sellers.
Some have steps. Many steps.
Carved into the rock?
Yes. Some have pillars. Many, many pillars. Some have paintings.
Many, many paintings.
Yes. How do you know?
Oh, never mind. It's funny. I always thought of naturally formed caves with the wise guru sitting in the mouth. I never thought they actually carved out their own. Here I am, sitting in the mouth of a cave, looking down at the valley. The sun is setting. The shadows are moving in. What an amazing country. In Rishikesh on the Ganges, they're ringing the temple bells to put the gods back to sleep again. In the morning, they'll ring the bells to wake the gods up to hear their prayers. Going to sleep is like dying. Sleep and dreams are like death. Every night we die, and waking is our birth. Who said that? I did. I could spend the rest of my life just sitting here. Not really, but it's a thought. Maybe the next life. Still, it is like I've returned home. The sun is turning the rocks to yellow. So, Kamala, tell me about your aunt.
Well, she's very strong-minded.
Oh, great.
You don't like strong women?
Well, it seems that's all I ever meet.
I don't know how to take that.
Oh, I do find that they're the most interesting.
We are.
Mm-hmm. So why does she need my help?
Well, actually, I only know a little. When she was young, she was fascinated by everything that came from the West.
My great desire, my fantasy was to go to London.
She wanted to get out into the world. India meant so many restrictions. The West meant freedom.
Oh, I see.
If I stayed here, I would have been married at the age of 12.
She was engaged to be married to an older man.
Very, very old.
Oh, an arranged marriage.
Of course.
It was unthinkable to go against my parents' wishes.
Except she did think it.
Mm-hmm. But she found that there was no one to confide in, except in her own dreams.
It came to me in the night, in my dreams. It laughed, it was amused, and it said, I will take care of you.
Take care of her?
It said it would help, and it did.
I did not have to do anything. Circumstances happened, and I was free.
What happened?
I don't know exactly, but the marriage was called off.
And who is it?
It is what I suppose you would call her imagination.
What would you call it?
Jack, in this country, we know about the power of the imagination to conjure, to make real.
So who is it? Come. I'd like to know what I'm stepping into.
I don't know. She has warned me to stay away from it.
Stay away from what?
Jack, I don't know.
Well, why do I have this feeling you do know?
They say truth in her dress finds facts too tight. In fiction, she moves with ease.
Truth in her dress finds facts too tight. What is that, Charlie Chan?
No. Tagore.
You know, that sari you're wearing this evening, the way it's draped on you, it's stunning.
I think we should be getting back.
What does it feel like? wearing a sari.
Like fiction?
In fiction, she moves with ease.
Uh-huh.
India is filled with sadhus and saints and gurus and fakirs and everything you could ever ask for. But why does your aunt need me?
Because she met you. You gave her your card, and you offered to help.
I never saw that card before. Now, where did we meet? When did this happen?
She told me it was in the 50s.
The 50s? In New York? The East 50s? The West 50s?
No, Jack. In the 1950s.
What?
I know it must sound strange
to you. Wait a minute. 40 years ago, I gave her this card. When I was, what, just a boy? But printed on the card is where I live now?
It's interesting, isn't it?